I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to Dream Job Ready. I'm your host, Dane Sharp, and this is the third of six short episodes I'll be releasing with sales coach Noah Cohen, who delivers free online sales training via his website, cohentraininginstitute.com.au. In this episode, Noah and I talk through setting an agenda for the sales process, and he emphasizes how important this step is to both you and the buyer you're dealing with.
Please note that the opinions of guests are their own and not those of the companies they have worked for.
G'day, Noah. Thank you for joining me again, mate. This is episode 3 of 6 that we're recording in hope of breaking down the sales process for the listener that is in any type of role, whether they're a sales specialist or whether they just want to learn how to pitch themselves, pitch their business, pitch their product or service better. The previous episodes, we kind of introed this series, kind of took a step through that you took us through of what the process is. We jumped into rapport and trust in the very previous episode. And today we're kind of going to work through the fundamentals of how to set an agenda and start the key parts of this selling process, right?
Yeah, definitely. Good to be with you and your listeners today, Dane. As salespeople, I always say, you need to clearly understand as a salesperson, why is it that you're saying what you're saying, right? What are you trying to achieve? And does the listener know where you're going with it? Or are they lost and they can't really have a conversation? Selling needs to be a conversational relationship, right? It can't be that you just go ahead and tell everything that you need to tell them and then expect them to give you what you want, right? For them to give you what you want. So you need to, again, pulse check at every point that they're with you. Imagine you are selling a 4-story building. Do they know what story you're in, or you're on level 3 and they're still on level 1, right? You need to check in with them, let them know what's going to happen. And then we'll go through each step shortly and we'll give you some tips on how to do it.
Yeah, cool, mate. And look, I'll say that I hate going to a meeting that doesn't have an agenda. So I'd imagine subconsciously this is going to be a similar thing for anyone that's pitched or tried to sell anything to me in the past. If they haven't had an agenda, it's probably something that I've subconsciously kind of wiped off and maybe had an immediate kind of negative response to. But obviously most of these steps have steps within them. Talk us through, the framework of how in your coaching and training you kind of introduce this philosophy of let's set the right agenda to go out there and sell.
Yeah, definitely. Firstly, we cover why do we want to set the agenda. It's because almost 70% or 80% of the sales process is really trying to qualify whether you or our organizations are a fit. And at any stage, if you find that it's not a fit, you need to immediately stop processing or progressing forward and really delve deep into what's going on. Do we want to keep going forward, or I'm just going to keep pushing? Do we dissect it now? Now, 4 steps to setting an agenda. First, you want to talk about the duration of the conversation that you're going to have, right? Second thing, you need to talk about purpose. Why are we here? What are we trying to achieve together, right? Then you talk about the actual agenda. What are 2 to 3 things that you want to cover? And here, by the way, here are 2 to 3 things that I want to cover, right? To make sure that we're aligned. And lastly, we talk about outcome. For example, then by the end of the conversation, typically when I speak with people, 2 things can happen. We find that what you need and what we offer is a match, or it may not be quite a fit. And then I think either of us should be comfortable saying that. What do you think about that? And then they feel at ease. Remember, going back again, building rapport is not a step. You're continuously building rapport throughout the whole process. And what you find that the whole demeanor, if you're in face-to-face scenario, changes. They relax. They kind of start sharing information with you that you haven't maybe even asked yet. So again, to cover it, you talk about the purpose, time, you set the agenda, the things that they want to cover and what you want to cover, and the outcome either way.
Now, within the purpose, it's typically obvious what you want to get out of the relationship and what you want from them. When it comes down to actually knowing what they want, is it always possible to find that out? Especially, I guess, with the, you know, the World Wide Web these days kind of unveiling and making it more accessible a lot of the time, that information. But, you know, when you go through this training, is there ever times where you can't find that out, but you just have a gut feeling, or you know that that person is right, even though you don't have the data? Or is that just a false hope?
Yeah, I mean, it depends. Earlier you just mentioned you know what you want to get out of it. How often do you know that what they want to, if you know what they want to get out of it? I really try hard to, again, separate myself from what I want, right? Which is the sale. Yes, I want the sale. But I got to change my mindset that, is the sale just a dollar amount in the bank of the company or on my bank account? Or is the sale a process, product, or a service that I'm offering that's going to help them, right? So I try to genuinely understand what it is that they want. And not all the time you find out what it is that they want. And that's when you start saying things like, if they say to you, I need to think about it. Remember, 70% of the process is qualifying. The moment you say things, you hear things that I need to think about it, instead of saying, yeah, sure, and just go on, you say, Dane, typically when customers say that to me, it's because two things. They either don't like me as a person, if you don't get along, try to ease the tension. Or two, I'm going too fast and they're really not getting the information they want. Which one is you? Right? And trying to attack the problem head on. Because again, remember, if it's a no, I'm totally okay with it. Right? Let's just find out why and then if we can deal with it. Typically, when people say, send me an email on some information, they're probably really never going to open that email and they just want to try to get rid of me. Is that the case here? Right? So I say, no, but it's XYZ, and they open up and say, look, we've dealt with XYZ before. It's just really not the kind of stuff that we're looking at. That's totally fine. That's why we're having this discussion, to find out how we can fit. Right? Attack it head on and tell them why you're here and why you're having this discussion.
I'm picking up that you obviously use questions for, you know, icebreaker attention purposes, as well as probably to get that person talking, right, and hoping to build some of the rapport, which we went through in the last episode.
Yeah.
That's what that's all about, right?
That's exactly right. And there is a saying out there that they say buyers are liars, right? I highly disagree with that. I think it's due to lack of inexperience from the salesperson. We make people lie to us by asking them questions and putting them in a scenario where they would have to lie, right? I'll give you an example. If someone's late to work, I start asking them questions and they start giving you answers like, oh, I missed the bus, there was an accident and whatnot. And those questions are leading to things that they think that you want to hear, right? As opposed to saying, hey, you probably just slept in, that's all right. Just give me a heads up next time, right? And now that person feels at ease that they can be honest with you. Right? Or they might turn around and say, no, there really was an accident. Either way, now you've gotten to the core of the truth.
Yeah. And I guess while that's happening, you're also validating that research or analysis that you've done prior to make sure you're in line or, you know, right on the money, or if you need to, I guess, kind of pivot where your expectations of what they want back are, right, as well. And does that at this stage start helping you, I guess, understand that, you know, that person's profile a little bit more around, you know, are they a heavy go-getter, me kind of person, or whether they're all about the company and, you know, all just want what's best for the business? Does this start breaking down some of those barriers as well?
Yeah, hopefully as a salesperson or depending on your profession, you would have done a little bit of research in terms of understanding what this person is like. Yeah. And the moment you start asking about their agenda, you start finding out the way they speak, the things that they care about, what kind of person they are. For example, in the agenda piece, which is the third step of setting the agenda, we ask, hey, what are two or three things that you want to make sure that are really kind of zero in on by the end of this conversation and tell you X, Y, Z, and you can even help them. Usually when I speak to CEOs in your scenario, these are the three things that they care about. Is that the same with you? They either agree or they bring their own agenda in, which is perfect in either way.
I like it. Now, obviously, this step's the key part to, bridging the agenda and kind of moving forward from here. What else can you kind of encourage the listener? What are some other simple questions or methodologies to do that despite the comms channel that they may be addressing this in?
To set in the agenda?
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah, I would really structure it in a way that it's extremely easy to understand, because complication of information breaks rapport. If at this stage, if I'm giving you way too much information, or I'm pitching you in an email, or I'm giving you too much about my purpose, people, they're just not there anymore, right? They're just kind of moved on.
Do you promote the rule of three, in that kind of dot point type, overviewing?
Yeah, definitely. Break information down. In copywriting and online copywriting, you probably know this, is kind of dumb it down as much as you can. It doesn't really require that much thinking, right? Just, this is what we're going to cover. We're going to cover why we are a good fit, a little bit of a background about our business, and how we prove ROI and implement changing your business. Right? And possibly, which is my favorite, end your email with a question, right? Is there anything else that I haven't covered? Right? And then that generates conversation.
Man, just on email, and I'll probably widen it to messaging, especially with LinkedIn and I guess all social channel DMs these days, but priority, yeah, when you're talking careers, it's LinkedIn and email. Do you promote a word count or a sentence number, or do you go that deep and I guess detailed in the training? Helpful info for the listener.
I always just say get to the point. Again, speed to intention. Get to the point. Don't waste people's time and be genuine, right? One of the things that I always email back for any job interview that I've gone into, subject is intro and thank you, and the body of the email is, hi X, I just wanted to say thank you very much for your time and for having me in. It's not every day, if it's genuine, it's not every day that I meet with a company that I'm truly excited about joining. Looking forward to moving forward. Or I'm excited about moving forward, right? Regardless of how the email is read, you automatically have separated yourself from the pack by sending something that's genuine and addressed what has happened, right? Because if you are happy, say it. But what I would say about that is, if you don't mean it, don't send it.
No, fair. Yeah, be authentic. And I suppose I can see what you've done there. You've started to bridge to that fourth step within, I guess, the agenda step, which is, looking at what the outcome is, right? Whether that's the follow-up, whether that's the meeting in person, whether that's, a Zoom call in the world we're living in right now. Talk us through... how you predominantly in your sales training kind of position this to be a win for people, closing, this agenda talk.
Yeah. At the agenda, we usually talk to them about, you need to clearly understand what it is that they want to cover, and you need to clearly communicate what it is that you want to cover. And then ask for permission. Is that okay if we set it that way? And they say yes, and you move forward. And before you move forward, you address something that quite often does happen by saying, Dane, before we go forward and I get started with my questions, typically when I speak with people in marketing, two things can happen. One, something we do doesn't quite match with the objective of the company, and then we will address that issue to see if we can fit. Or sometimes we find that it may not be a perfect fit immediately, but it's certainly worth investing into the next step. And if it does happen, then I start telling them what the steps for the next step will be. For example, I will send you a contract, we will go back and forward, and then you will plan out and kind of dot point what it is that the next steps will be. But they need to clearly understand at every point of the step what it is that's going to happen.
I like it, mate. Look, and I know we're going to provide some helpful information here, because I'd imagine anyone listening probably believes or knows that they've set an agenda once in their life for some reason. But you have provided a script that we've put in the description of this podcast. like we did in the previous episode, literally could be copy and pasted, obviously completing the right names and company names, etc. But you're proposing that people take this script for setting an agenda and putting it into practice this week if they can, right?
Yeah, definitely. Adjust it to your own scenario. Be genuine and authentic. Obviously, that goes without saying, but I just always kind of want to hammer that in. And really trying to, although you can copy-paste, but trying to make it your own. People say scripts don't work, but the framework and the structure does, right? We are trying to teach you how to build a house, and then you can color the walls and put your own curtains, which is your own personality, into it.
Yeah, framework's the critical word, mate. Awesome. I really appreciate that. Setting an agenda. I wish everybody luck this week with kind of using that framework, as you mentioned. I'm definitely going to try and put it into practice this week a couple of times with some initiatives that I'm working on. And I'd probably promote, I would promote anyone that's listening. If you do try this and I guess have questions or feedback, feel free to send it through to me on the dreamjobreadypodcast@gmail.com email or go directly to Noah on his website, cohentraininginstitute.com.au.
Yeah.
Awesome, right, mate. Episode 3, we've got 3 more of these to go. Talk us through the next, or remind us, should I say, the next 3 steps that we're going to work through in this sales process.
Yeah, now that you've set the agenda, now that you've kind of set the ground rule and you both know where we're going to go, now you're going to delve deep into asking questions. What's the hopes and dreams and their aspirations for the business or the personal scenario? Then you talk about the decision-making process and the money. Money is always an awkward thing to talk about, but you need to address it to qualify. And then you go ahead into presentation and then move them into closing and moving them into the post-sale, into the service from the sales environment.
Awesome, mate. Love it. Thanks for your time again and look forward to the next episode.
Thanks, mate.
Hi there. Thanks for listening to this episode. It means a lot. If you haven't already, please hit the subscribe button to be notified when we next release a Dream Job Ready episode. And do me a favor, please share this with your network, friends, family, and any of your connections so we can grow the user base of the Dream Job Ready podcast. And feel free to connect with us on our socials at Dream Job Ready on LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook. Last but not least, if you've got any questions, any feedback, or any questions for our upcoming guests, please email me on dreamjobreadypodcast@gmail.com.